to be an American.
When at least I know I'm free. And I don't something. The man who died. Came there right for me. And I'm proudly standing up.
Next to you when there's something to do.
Yeah. And there ain't no doubt we watched Moon Knight.
Isaac.
His name is Oscar.
Oscar Isaac.
Is in there. The
Well, that's a perfect intro. Hey, that's welcome to HBO Boys Podcast, where we're talking today about Moon Knight on Disney Plus. Another entry into the, hey, should you be called the HBO Boys? You only talk about things on Disney Plus. whatever, man. Just shut up. Shut up. But no, I agree. We should talk about more things on the HBO, the thing that we're named for, but I just don't know.
It's coming. I feel it's coming. Yeah. There's some shows coming out.
You're more optimistic than I am, but I appreciate it.
Well, you got that. You got your Game of Thrones-y thing. You got your.
Yep, it's fine.
I don't know if you're going to do Westworld.
Oh, of course. We got to do. Listen.
Yeah, I know you got a long history.
Yeah, the HBO Boys used to be the Westworld podcast way back in the day. So we must continue on with our Westworld journey until it is over. It's just sort of.
I'm sorry.
I accept your apology, and it's written in stone that we must. And yes, we're going to watch House of the Dragon for sure, along with the rest of the world. But today is not that day.
No, it's not.
By the way, Adam's with me.
I'm here.
You have heard him recently, and you will continue to hear him as we go on forward. James and Chad in the past, not here, by the way, but in the past, I think came up with a good idea, which was first half of the podcast, pre-ad break, just talk about our feelings about Moon Knight. Don't spoil anything in case anybody wants to keep watching it or continue or start watching it, perhaps. And then after the ad break, talk about Moon Knight, full on spoilers, just for someone who doesn't want to watch it or has already watched it. I will never explain that again or waste your 45 seconds of time with how we should do podcasts in the future. Anyway, this is not a spoiler, but the Umbrella Academy, developed by the same man who developed Moon Knight. His name is Jeremy Slater. He is the showrunner and head writer. And a Egyptian director, Mohamed Diab, 4 episodes of Moon Knight, including this pilot. So he had the job of creating an aesthetic for a Marvel venture that is set in 2025. So around, Loki timeframe, around, everything that is happening in the future universe, because they kind of, put the Marvel Universe 5 years in the future with all the time travel they decided to do.
Right. And the snap, snippy snaps.
The snippity snaps. This is happening at the same time all of that is happening. So you just very recently watched the pilot episode of Moon Knight, Adam. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. I really like Oscar Isaac. He is a man with quite a range, if I will say.
Poe Dameron.
Yeah, Poe Dameron and House Atreides in Dune. So that was the most recent thing that I saw him in.
And that unhinged dude from Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah, yes. Mark Zuckerberg 2.0.
Correct. And alongside him, the titular antagonist, Ethan Hawke.
Yes.
Who based Fantastic. His character. Yeah, he based his character on David Koresh, the cult leader of the mid-90s Waco experiment that didn't end well.
That shines through pretty evidently.
Right, especially in the hair. The hair is pretty straightforward. He was like, I'm going to get David Koresh hair. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I liked the show a lot. First impressions were very good. I love the whole Egyptian theme. I knew that was what it was going to be going in, but I think that's an amazing departure from what we're used to. I think that's really cool.
It is, without any spoilers, it is a interesting way into, hey, this dude's a superhero. And his origin story is a god took interest in him. By the way, gods are real. Celestials, you know, you watch the end of Eternals. Celestials, very real. They're in the sky. What are we going to do about them? Who knows?
They're larger than planets. Well, very they're about large. As large as a planet.
Right. And also, gods are real. They're not just, you know, actually, the Marvel Universe, just like the DC Universe at this point, is akin to a D&D game where once your D&D character, if you play for a very, very long time, when you get to level 20, you're ostensibly a demigod just because it's very hard.
I don't know.
Yeah. Try to kill a level 20 D&D character with your level 1 character. It's not going to go well. They'll just explode you.
Yeah.
It's very much like that with the gods in this series until the power creep is so great that the Supermans of your world, the Captain Marvels of your world are at a similar level to the gods that you have in your brain as like what a godly power would be. And, you know, with the conversation we have all the time, I mean, the way you defeat Superman is you create something more powerful than Superman,
right?
Like a godly character or, you know, just like a kryptonite arrow or whatever.
Just, you know, throw a kryptonite at his head.
But yeah, I really liked Moon Knight. It felt like James Bond with multiple personality disorder.
Yeah, I really like, and I don't think this is a spoiler because you get this from the first scene. I like that he's like this kind of like nerdy history dude. And it skips, like literally jumps in time because of the whole dynamic of the show. It's just cool that like he like doesn't know what's going on. Like he's so blind to what's happening, but there's just a lot of chaos and it ramps up pretty heavily in the second part of it.
He is a very good proxy for the audience. He knows much as we do.
Right, right.
So as he is learning who he is, we are as well. And it has Memento vibes, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And that Memento, obviously, you're learning information the same way that the character is, which is backwards.
Mm.
We are, in fact, learning the information the same way Oscar Isaac is in Moon Knight forwards, but it's because it is being kept from him.
Right.
And who or what is keeping it from him can be talked post ad break. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I think the largest criticism that Moon Knight has always had is, Marvel just did Batman. They saw Superman, we were like, we'll do Captain Marvel. They saw Batman, and they were like, oh, we'll do Moon Knight.
It does have some Batman vibes, but it actually, the first thing I thought of was Venom. Actually, it has a lot of parallels to Venom and how, like, the inner monologue of this other being is talking in his head.
Right.
Like, that's kind of Venom-y. And that's a Marvel character too. I wonder, are there any parallels to Moon Knight and Venom? Do we know anything like that? It's not from the same thing. I mean, it's clearly not the same thing. Venom is a...
Yeah, it's a symbiote. Well, from a cursory Google, is Moon Knight a symbiote? The answer is, to put it simply, Moon Knight is a mix between Venom, Legion, and the Mummy. It has the back and forth inner turmoil of Venom, the cerebral mental health issues of Legion, and the Indiana Jones-like action from the Mummy.
Where is Brendan Fraser?
That's exactly
all I want to know.
Where's Brendan Fraser? I want to know. You're on the wrong side of the river. I love that fucking.
You're on the wrong side of the river.
He throws a chair at
Benny. Yes, but we have all the horses.
So yeah, you know, the symbiote inner monologue narrator that allows Venom and Moon Knight to be able to move along at a pace that most things cannot. Like, it does allow for the audience to be on the level because the narrator is like, this is what's happening.
Right. You have no control. But yeah, I like it. I have a lot of hopes for it. I think they came out of the gate really, really strong. And I hope it keeps the momentum. I do. I think this is great. I mean, it's got a great cast. It's a Marvel property. They've been hitting freaking home runs for the most part with a lot of their properties. So, and it's different. It's different. I think that's why I like it too. It's not like the fish in a barrel superhero, you know, it's different. And I like that.
When you say fish in the barrel superhero, are you like internally referencing Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, just generally superhero in general, like, oh, it's a guy who has powers. Yeah, that's great. But like, it feels different and it feels new. And I think that's good.
Right. I think the injection of a mental health crisis in the main character, which we'll discuss further as we get into the plot. But I mean, it has its pros and cons. The pro is it feels very different from WandaVision, Falcon, Loki, and what was the last one? What's the other one?
Hawkeye.
And Hawkeye, right. You know what? Do you know why I forgot it?
That's the one you forgot.
Because I suppressed it so much. Just like,
listen, it was good. I liked Hawkeye.
Sure.
I liked it better than the other ones.
Yeah, it was so good. You're wrong, but that's fine.
Oh my God.
Moon Knight coming out every Wednesday. The first one came out March 30th, April 6th, Wednesday, this Wednesday. The next one coming out, ending on May 4th, 6 episodes.
Oh, it's only 6?
Yep, just 6.
Dang.
Oscar Isaac has noted he is most likely going to be in the MCU for the next 10 years. So
he's going to be in it?
Yeah, he's going to be in and out of movies, television shows as Moon Knight for the next 10 years in the current plan, as well as an announcement at some point that there will be a Marvel cameo, someone we've seen before in Moon Knight before the end of the series on May 4th. So
interesting.
Who that will be, we will probably have to take a few guesses, but that is post ad break. Come back and we will talk about spoilers and what Moon Knight was, is, and will be. Also, buy whatever is about to happen. Here's this thing. Bye. Wow, I'm glad you bought that. Anyway,
I want 4 of them.
That was the same insurance policy. I think that's the same joke Chad made last week. It was the same one.
Default.
Yeah.
It's the default.
Yeah. One day we'll just let the ads run and we won't talk about them before and after. It's just very new for us.
It is new and it's fun. It's a fun dynamic.
Anyway, museum worker Stephen Grant occasionally suffers from blackouts. The comic book character has 4 personalities and multiple personality disorder, has been described as Batman, but with multiple personality disorder, as one of the, and we will find this out in the future, probably in the show, but one of the personalities of Stephen Grant is an eccentric billionaire, much like Bruce Wayne. But that is not how they decided to frame the first episode. Right. You just meet Stephen Grant. He is a lowly little bugger who works at a museum and he has no idea. He has a goldfish. He is strapping himself to his bed, assumably afraid of what he will do if allowed to get out. He doesn't want to sleep at all. Anytime he sleeps, it goes very poorly. So he tries to stay up all night. So he is perpetually tired.
So sad.
And sometimes, again, as I previously said, he blacks out. And some shit goes awry.
he causes havoc.
Yeah.
So I went into the show knowing there was multiple personalities, that there was, different, and they don't know each other. I think that was a poignant detail that Chad had mentioned to me that I didn't know.
Right.
They don't know each of the other personalities exists, which I think is interesting. So he literally jumps ahead, like I said in the first half, he jumps ahead in time frequently. We've already seen it multiple times in this episode.
Yeah, but also at the end, Mark knows that Steven exists.
Right.
So Steven, obviously, in the TV version of Moon Knight, doesn't know that the other three, we assume it's going to be 3 personalities because that's what it is in the comics, although they might change that for the television show. But Steven doesn't know the other 3 exist. But Mark a personality who very much knows that Moon Knight exists. We get the idea that he perhaps was a bounty hunter or a mercenary in the past. Mark was, and Mark knows more than Steven does, at least. It comes off as like Steven is the personality that is used to be a recluse, a hermit from the reality of his multiple personality situation.
So that's the only one that probably doesn't know the others.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But right, I bet. Exactly.
But you make a good point. I totally missed that part that he did actually. The personality of Mark. This is going to get confusing.
It is. One of the cooler things I like about this show is how they use reflections.
Mm-hmm.
Every time is looking in a mirror, you don't know if the reflection is going to move at the same pace.
Right. It's awesome.
A lot of the time it doesn't. As well as the fact that Steven Grant is being followed by something pretty fucking creepy. In fact,
Egyptian torture monster.
Yeah. Do you know what the monster looks a lot like? It looks like a taller version of a Kenku. A Kenku is a D&D race, like a 5 foot tall black crow that is bipedal and has no vocabulary of their own. This one absolutely does. Before looking it up, who the voice in Steven's head is, which happens a lot of times before and after blackouts, who is just chastising him while Steven's like, what the fuck is going on? Right. Before I looked up who it was, I was like, that's Liam Neeson.
Oh yeah. I didn't think that at first. I thought it was just Oscar Isaac.
Nah, dude, it's not Liam Neeson. It sounds a fucking lot like Liam Neeson to me.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Literally, that was a good Liam Neeson. Keep going. Keep doing that.
I'm going to find you.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
Sure. F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, yes. I know who that is.
yeah, he's Antonio in Amadeus. He was inside Llewellyn Davis, so he's been in a movie with Oscar Isaac before.
Okay.
He is C.W. Longbottom in Mythic Quest.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. I got his face. Did you watch Mythic Quest? Total sidebar. Did you watch that?
I have not watched it yet.
You're going to like it. It's pretty good.
Hey, man, separate sidebar. Remember when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock this weekend?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We still haven't talked about that. We were going to we were talking in the HBO Boys Discord. Like, we have to do an entire fucking episode about this.
Well, it resolved itself pretty quickly. he just resigned from the Academy.
I don't know if it resolved itself.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, the what if is resolved itself.
I'm not going to harp on it.
What if was better than the actual Marvel what if.
I know. It's just, if you're listening to this, like, years after Moon Knight has been on, and you're like, why are they talking about current events? This is supposed to be timeless.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, if you are, know that Will Smith just smacked Chris Rock, and we haven't fucking, like, the zeitgeist of America has no idea what to do with that shit.
It's unbelievable. The amount of coverage it's gotten is insane.
And the fight between Chad and James as to whether it was real was fun to watch.
It was great. I just like gave them little like headlines and then I would say at Chad, at James, fight.
Yeah, what I was mostly doing was like, man, I wish Dame Judi Dench was the one who was slapped. Like,
that's right. Yeah. What do you got against Judy?
They were just having like a serious conversation as to whether or not the slap was real, which it doesn't matter. But just being like, yeah, you're right. I Martha Stewart should have been punched. Anyway.
Judi Dench is a treasure, god damn it.
I don't disagree with you. In fact, you know, but let's go back to Moon Knight. Here we go. They're having a good time. The first scene that you see, the cold open of Moon Knight, is a nameless and faceless character breaking up glass, putting it in his shoes, and then putting his feet in his shoes, and then walking on glass like he's walking on sunshine. Whoa, whoa. Doesn't it feel good? No, not so much. It's fucking glass.
I would have to assume that that's Ethan Hawke's character after watching the episode, right?
That's correct. It is Ethan Hawke's character. He also claims that it was his idea for his character to walk on glass and have it be the first thing that we see. But he also said he did not quote Daniel Day-Lewis that shit and do it for real, which I was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Oh my God, that's true. Daniel Day-Lewis would have done it.
He would have fucking done it, Ethan Hawke.
Lincoln would have done it.
No, Lincoln, yes. Abraham Lincoln, if he was alive today, would have walked on glass.
Well, Daniel Day-Lewis pretending to be Abraham Lincoln would have done it.
Obviously him, but Abraham Lincoln especially. Yeah. For what he stood for, he would have walked on glass, you fucking coward.
Take that, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, you bitch. After going to sleep one night, he wakes up, Stephen Grant that is, in another country and witnesses a cult meeting led by Arthur Harrow, played by Ethan Hawke, who demands a scarab Grant knowingly had in his possession. Yeah. Well, he's like, you have a beetle. And he's like, I don't know if I do. And then he takes it out of his pocket and he's like, fuck, I do have it. And then Arthur Harrow's like, give me that. And he's like, yeah, sure. Who cares? Take it. But his body will not allow him to hand it over.
Clenched fists.
Full heart can't lose.
Fists of rage.
While being yelled at by Liam Neeson the entire time. Right. Like, don't fucking give it to him. Run away, Steven. So he was like, I don't want to be here. I have a date. What the fuck?
I just want to go back to London.
Fucking London town. Stephen Grant escapes and is nearly killed, but is unknowingly saved by a mysterious voice in his head multiple times during a car chase that ensues where Stephen Grant is driving an ice cream truck. He blacks out. Every time he blacks out, it goes... And like kind of flashes in and out. I can't do the noise. Can you do the noise that happens?
It's like,
it's like that. Yeah, you got it. You got it mainly.
And then cupcakes fly.
Yeah.
Cupcakes fly over the place.
They're on that road in Italy. Top Gear did a episode, I believe.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yep. I'd like to go there and drive a sports car down that road.
What, Northern Italy? Yeah, it's called the Stelvio Pass.
Oh, yes. That's what the Alfa Romeo is named after. The Alfa Romeo Stelvio SUV is named after that road.
Shit. Yeah. Mountain Pass in Northern Italy.
The Quattro Formaggio.
Shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Italian listeners, if we even have any that I probably butchered that.
Listen, reach out to us if you're an Italian listener.
Yeah.
Okay, let us know that you love the show. Nothing else, honestly.
Yep.
After waking up in his home and noticing several oddities that have occurred, Stephen Grant realizes that 2 days have passed since he went to sleep. The oddities being his goldfish is different. A desk in his office was moved so that he assumably could climb up and get a burner cell phone, it looks like, out of the wall, which was turned off. But when he turned it on, had a lot of missed calls from somebody who's like, hey, where the fuck are you? And why are you doing an English accent?
You're a different person.
Yeah. Yeah. What else would they say, Adam?
Why are you doing that accent? She wasn't British, was she?
No, she wasn't.
Okay. I had erased that part of it from my brain.
You watched it so recently.
I know, but like that wasn't like a standout scene for me.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. Upon returning home from a misscheduled date, because he is there on Sunday, and then he calls the date, and it's like, why aren't you here? And she's like, because it's fucking Sunday, and not Friday, you dickbag.
Lose my number.
The whole rest of the podcast could just be you doing an English accent. That would be primo. For me, personally.
It's bad.
So Stephen finds a hidden phone and key card in his apartment, as we previously discussed. He receives a call from the most frequent number in the phone's call log, and a woman named Layla answers, addressing him as Mark. Mark.
Layla. Layla.
No, I know the name of the song. I just
got you on my knees, Layla.
Do that line, but with an English accent.
You got me on my knees, Layla. Well, Eric Clapton is British, so
I don't believe it.
I guess I kind of did it in theory. Because I sounded like him? Well, not really.
I believe you 0% that he's British. The next day at work.
Really?
Yes, 100%. He's from, I assume, just like Tampa Bay, Florida or something. The next day at work.
Tampa Bay. He owns a strip club.
Everyone does in Tampa. The next day at work, Grant is confronted by Arthur Harrow, played by Ethan Hawke, who reveals that he is a servant of the goddess Ammit.
Mm, diving in real deep with this Egyptian lore. And I love it. I'm here for it.
Ammit being the devourer of the dead. a demoness slash goddess in ancient Egyptian religion. It looks like a lion, basically. Hindquarters of a hippopotamus. Ooh. Front half the lion. Head of a crocodile. A large man-eating animal. And a figure in ancient Egyptian who was known for judgment of your past, present, and future. Amit knew what you were going to do. And so they would judge you for all of it, as Arthur Harrow is apparently doing using Amit's power. Later that night, Harrow summons an Anubis-associated jackal monster.
Yes.
I love that. So obviously I'm reading Wikipedia, which is lazy but funny.
But it's not wrong.
It's not funny. It is a jackal. It's not funny. It's not late. It is lazy. It's not. It's lazy and not funny. Anyway, you know what is funny? The term Anubis-associated jackal monster.
When did you ever think that you'd hear that term ever
used? Fucking not now.
Moon Knight, baby.
Yeah, Anubis-associated jackal monster. Hey, can you do me a favor and say Anubis-associated jackal monster in an English accent?
Anubis. What is it?
No, we're good. Anubis. That's all I need. No, okay. I need to hear the
Anubis.
Rest of it. Anubis. Associated jackal monster.
Associated jackal monster.
You killed
it. Anubis.
You did it.
That's more, it's more Australian. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Anubis associated jackal monster on the Barbie, I believe is how they would say it. He attacks Stephen Grant at the museum. Oh, gosh. You know what I'm remembering right now?
Oh,
that
boy.
James makes fun of me for the way that I say museum. Yeah, I put a Z in it. And there is no Z in museum. Yeah, I don't remember what episode it was, but we spent a good 10 minutes of him ragging on me for the not saying museum.
Unbelievable. How unprofessional.
Museum correctly. He's at home just writhing right now.
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
Museum.
It's a museum full of cows.
Amber lamps.
Just as Grant is cornered in the restroom, Grant's reflection in the mirror tells Grant, this sentence has the word Grant too many times, let him take control. Steven, let me in. They're going to take you. Grant agrees. Jesus, a Grant again. How many times?
Well, it's Grant versus Mark versus Moon Knight versus who I think his name's going to be Sheldon. That's just what I'm feeling. A Sheldon coming out.
Bazinga. Bazinga. But Grant Steven agrees to let Mark take over, or whoever is in the reflection that is talking directly to him. And that transforms Steven into the Moon Knight, who then kills the Anubis-associated jackal monster.
That reveal was great, though. I loved it.
He beats the shit out of the Anubis-associated jackal monster, and then he turns around.
Yeah, he does that turn. Oh, yeah. I was like, ugh. Yeah.
We zoom in and see Moon Knight's face, and we're like, oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it's great.
That's sick. I liked it.
I'm intrigued with how they're going to pick up episode 2, if it's going to start from right there and like what happens, or if they're going to jump forward in time, and he'll be like waking up in his bed like.
Yeah, right. So it's my favorite pilot out of any of the shows that have been on Disney Plus this year.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
And last year as well.
Yeah.
It is being currently review bombed on IMDb.
Of course. Seems like everything gets review bombed first episode. That's what I just keep hearing.
Yeah.
Everything gets review bombed.
This one because of an acknowledgement of the Armenian genocide as a thing that happened.
Oh, my God.
A historical event that the Turkish government still denies happened ever. So
it was getting review bombed by Turkey?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know nothing of anything in the world. I know zero. So I couldn't tell you. But what I will say is that it's getting a lot of 1 stars from people who are like, that didn't happen, you fucking dicks.
Wow. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. What I will also say is I watched Moon Knight. Really great. Next day, our pal G-Baby texted me and was like, yo, just watch Moon Knight. And I was like, yeah, it was good. He was like, man, bummer that guy's dead. And I was like, what?
What?
Oscar Isaac is dead? He's like, yeah, man, that main guy, Oscar Isaac, he's dead. And I was like, where did you hear this? He's like, oh, yeah, the people I work with, they told me in a skiing accident. I then Google skiing accident what? Moon Knight and... Yeah, right. And I was like, because I was taken the fuck aback. I was like, how did I not hear this?
Yeah.
not dead. Oscar Isaac is very alive.
Yeah.
But.
What? So who is he talking about?
I will tell you.
Oh, okay.
A man, actor, who is in future episodes of Moon Knight as a tertiary antagonist, whose name is Gaspard Ulliel. I definitely said that wrong. Yep. Anyway, died in January of a skiing accident, which is tragic and horrible.
Shit, yeah, that does suck.
And I'm not going to say but in this sentence, because that's not nice. Although,
he almost did.
although, I didn't know this guy. Again, tragic, horrible. But I did not know him. And G, for one moment, being like, one of your favorite actors is dead and you didn't know. Like, how dare you?
God.
In my mind, Oscar Isaac was dead for like 1 minute. And I was like, this is your fucking fault. How do you how do you go forward with that and not, like, not knowing the 100% information? Jesus, fucking.
Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Also, there is some criticism of, hey, using a mental illness to make your superhero show slash character more interesting is kind of fucked up. You just sort of added dissociative identity disorder on top of a mercenary who is at the same time talking to an Egyptian god.
Right.
So in the comic book, they retconned it because this exact thing happened where they were like, and by they, I mean critics, were like, this is kind of fucked up that you're just using a mental illness to make your superhero more interesting. So they were like, oh, okay. He wasn't just like born with dissociative identity disorder. The telepathic link that he has with an Egyptian god is really fucking him up. And that is what's making it happen. So it's fine now. Is that fine with everybody?
I mean, I can see that why people think it's like taking advantage of it.
Of course it is.
But the first thing I thought of was that it wasn't that though. Like, cause I went in knowing like kind of the synopsis of the show. So maybe that helps, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Listen, let's just say what it is. Yeah. Okay. It is Marvel's version of Batman using it. Truly is. It's Batman with multiple personalities because they were like, that'll be cooler. They didn't ever think when they were making Batman with multiple personalities that they were like, let's do a deep dive into the, into this corner of mental illness and really and get it out there that, and illuminate what this is like for some people. No, they didn't do that. They're obviously just glorifying it for their fucking superhero show. And that's not chill. You know what has to happen when you glorify a mental illness for a superhero that was basically just a complete ripoff of another superhero? So just like a not original idea with a controversial topic slapped on top of it for funsies.
Yeah.
You know what? It has to happen. It has to be really fucking good.
Yeah.
If it's not, then it's going to get eviscerated. And even if it is, it will be eviscerated nonetheless. And it deserves to be on some level.
So what's your like overall take on it then? Your take?
As long as it's a great show. Listen, entertainment is a distraction. So, and distractions are something that while we don't like to talk about all the time, it's something that we crave on a constant basis. And we all have our favorite versions of distractions. TV is mine. So if the show isn't good enough, it is just purely exploitative. And that's not chill.
No.
If the show is good enough, then it's still exploitative, but the world is willing to close their eyes. So is what it is. I think acknowledging it is important. I think knowing that while you're watching this, a group of people are watching it and having a worse time than you because something that they have to deal with on a daily basis is just being used to fill Disney's pockets, which is fucked up. It's a little fucked
it's
up.
It's not wrong, but it's, you know.
It's a little wrong, though. Yeah.
No, it's not wrong that they think that. That's not.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Of course they fucking do. They're like, I got hospital bills for this shit. Like, it affects me on a day. I can't hold a job because of this, but I'm glad that it makes your superhero cool. Like, fuck. How about you fuck
yourself?
Or
people can flip it and say, oh, this is bringing awareness to it. But in this way, because they're kind of not. See, they haven't made light of it yet.
No, it's, and they're not going to. They're not.
I don't
dumb.
Think that they will either.
No,
they
they're won't. Not dumb as shit. They're not going to make light of a mental illness. That's not a good way to keep your TV show not canceled. But there is no like PBS special after this. Like the Moon Knight cast sits down and talks with people who are really suffering from this.
Yeah, right.
Which honestly, if they did, it would be pandering bullshit anyway. So whatever. Anyway. This is a lot to say for like, yeah, I like the show. Yeah, I like it. I do like it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I do like it too. I like
it's a very
it
good show. I'll be sad that it comes out at 3 a.m. on Wednesday when I'm not awake. I would like to watch it immediately as it comes out. In fact, I wish all of the episodes, I wish I could binge it immediately. I would have watched it all by now. By far.
Agreed.
All of it.
Agreed.
So anyway, we have a Discord and you can join it by joining our Patreon, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ for $1 or more a month. You basically get to join the Discord and watch James and Chad fight about whether the slap was real or not. That's mainly what you get. Is that worth a dollar to you?
Top
tier content. If that's worth a dollar to you to listen to Chad and James discuss if a slap is real, then we very much appreciate it. Our patrons are as follows: Carol Andreas, Major Woody, John Juris, Craig, J11 Westworld, Brent Ginn, Chris Wood, James Watch My Dong, Jamie Lochner, and Connor our dad. We thank you very much for your money. It's crazy any of you are still here. That's and we would like more of you. It's a weird way to get more people.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's real.
Yeah, right. I'm not trying to yank your dick. Yeah. I'll tell you, we're trying to give you content. This is that good. Join us here next week for a continuation on the discussion of Moon Knight season 1 episode 2, most likely. Hopefully James and Chad will be here. I'm sure James will be like, oh, blah, 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 Moon Knight slap was real or not real. And then Chad will be like, blah, 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 comic book. And I'll be like, okay, Chad, that'll be the whole thing.
Sweet, you are right. Because I think you are.
Okay, can you just give me one more line in English so we can head out of here?
Cheerio!
That'll do, Pig. That's a Scottish accent.
I know.
All
right. Isn't that what he's...
I have no fucking clue. I haven't watched Babe in a long goddamn time.
What? Babe? Is that where it's from?
Yeah.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do. Oh, I didn't know that.
I always wanted to eat Babe.
Oh, I do like bacon.
It's pork. What the fuck? Yeah. He can talk, but like, I bet that makes it taste better.
Yeah. It's because the muscles are, you know, being used more.
He's using the facial muscles. Yeah.
Yeah. The
jaw is delectable.
What in the world?
That's fucked up. I'm exploiting that pig. I'm going to stop this recording now.
Yeah, same.